Welcome to the Coffee with Curls podcast, a place to have an honest conversation about everyday life with a side of knowledge and coffee. Tune in to a brand new episode. You're now listening to episode 31, season 4, The Power of Networking. Hola, gente linda. Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Coffee with Curls podcast. It is your girl, Mimi, once again on this mic. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Hope you guys are managing well. I hope that your soul is doing well. Happy Cinco de Mayo. For those who are out there, they'll be partaking in festivities. Be safe. If you're going to be out there drinking, please make sure that you're not drinking and driving. I'm just putting that out there. I want you guys to enjoy yourself, be safe. And you want to enjoy, but don't want to be reckless. So I hope you guys are doing good. I'm doing well. You know, May is here. Mother's Day is coming through, which is insane. I was trying to plan to go to New York for Mother's Day, but unfortunately I'm not able to do it. Just has so many things going on, but I'll definitely be partaking in some New York adventures coming soon because I always have to go back home. It's just something that, you know, I need to do a few times a year to get my New York fix. There's nothing like home for me and being around my family and things like that and getting to connect with my friends. You know, it's crazy how when you live in New York, you go to other places to escape, and now my escape is going back home. So that's just where I'm at with things at the moment. And going home is always a good time, you know, connecting. It's going to be summertime. Things are opening up as of, I think I saw July 1st, NYC is open, which I'm like, okay. I was like, we're going to be open out in these streets. But there's something about that summertime vibe in NYC. I mean, I can't even explain it to you. And I said that 1 year, I'm definitely going to do just the summertime, be out there, 8 weeks, whatever it is. That's going to be a thing that I'm going to do. So it's been written, it's being manifested, and I'm going to work on that. So I wanted to share something with you guys that I find that a lot of us as Black and Brown people don't do enough, which is the power of networking. And even I've been guilty of this, of not networking enough. Some of my past struggles, to be very blunt and honest, is feeling awkward on doing it, right? But it's necessary if there's spaces that you're trying to move into. You need the connection in order to get into that next stage of whatever it is. So I'm going to speak on something that this past weekend was, I don't know if it's an experience, but on Saturday, I reached out to someone that I used to work with. And to make a super long story short, because I want to share the educational part of it, right? Not every detail, but the educational part of stuff that Ivan took from this amazing conversation is someone that we worked together. I've always stayed in touch with her. I was very good at networking when I lived in New York, but as I moved around to different cities and stuff and different states, I kind of let that part of networking go. And so I'm working on that muscle again, right? Being very transparent. And so I'm looking to further my career, and I work in the pharmaceutical business. I won't get into all the details on that. And so I'm looking to get into a space of moving up, right? We all want to move up. Most of us do. And want to see what's the best approach of working into getting into different fields, you know, and it's finding people that understand the space, that can take the time and really share some information. And I'm always a student of life. I don't know everything, you know, very transparent of that. I don't know everything. I'm willing to listen and learn. And I always take gems with every conversation that I have with anybody. So that being said, I reached out to her and she was amazing to be like, hey, you need help with anything, you let me know. And I'll try to assist as much as possible. And so we did. We actually spoke for an hour and a half. And the amount of information that she gave me, the much of the insight that she gave me was such, so helpful. And I really appreciated that she gave me that time, because time is valuable, to share the gems that she did and the insight of things. Like, she helped me, already had updated my resume. I work on that pretty often, but she helped me to tailor it to what I'm trying to do and gave me insight on even ways of interview process, when you're getting interviewed, what that means, especially for different companies that I'm looking at, and really writing this down and doing my own homework and paying attention to all that stuff. And so I asked her, right? I really don't never really had a mentor. My mentors for me have been like folks online, they're in business, things like that, but not like a one-on-one connection with somebody. So I asked her if she would be my mentor. So I just kind of was like, you know what? I'm gonna put myself out there. I need to. I'm in this space that being uncomfortable is okay. Even though it's uncomfortable, it's okay. Like, I am in this space where I am trying to do something different, because you can't continue to do the same thing and think that you're going to get the same results, right? That's insanity. So I asked her, I'm like, hey, would you like to be my mentor, right? And she said yes. I was relieved. And I was very grateful that she was more than willing to help and to teach me and really get some more insight on some things that I really didn't know. You know, and so I started writing down, and the suggestions that she gave me, I took them all in, because like I said, one thing about growing as an individual, whatever you're trying to accomplish, you got to be able to be open enough to listen, right? That's why we have a pair of ears and one mouth, right? Because you got to listen, and it's important, and just take the information in. And for me, I write everything down and look at how I can apply that into what I'm trying to accomplish. So I'm grateful for that. And one of the YouTube videos that she gave me, which was amazing, talked about finding someone. For example, if you're looking to, and this I think can really go into anything, but I'm going to use it as a career example, that if you're trying to go into a space, you need somebody to be like your sponsor, to advocate for you, an advocate, to talk about you, to sell you to, let's say, this position you're trying to apply. And it's true. That's the world we live in. You need someone who's going to be the inside person, that when that resume comes through, that they're the ones going to be the mouthpiece for you. And I've learned that many years ago, that has worked. That's worked for me in the past. And it's just something that I need to work on now. And there's a whole YouTube. I got to look this up. Hold on. Because I think this would be amazing for you guys to even Google this yourselves. Let me see what I can do this while I am recording this episode, because I want to share this information. It's powerful. What I do know is that info is power. It really is. Actually, there's two YouTube videos. The first one is, it's called The Career Advice You Probably Didn't Get by Susan Calantuano. I'm going to spell the last name because I think I'm jacking the last name up. It's Calantuono. That was one of the videos that I saw that was very powerful. And I suggest, if you guys have time, to check that one out. I'm going to look for the second one, so you guys can look this up too. So the second video that I also checked out is called How to Find the Person Who Can Help You Get Ahead at Work by Carla Harris. These are TED Talks, as a matter of fact. So check those out when you get a chance. that was very informational, very eye-opening, right? And also as women, right? This podcast is for everyone, but as women, you know, the conversation that was being brought on the first video that I suggested, talk about, you know, how we get a little weird when it comes to like asking for pay increases and stuff like that, and really getting comfortable on asking your worth, because it's important, right? I don't think that I'm going to speak for myself. That's a skill that I learned later in life. I did not learn that anywhere. Something that we don't speak upon, which is very, this is something that make some people feel uncomfortable, but I'm going to keep it 1,000 culturally. Like as me, coming from a Latin culture, Caribbean culture, we're taught as women to take care of the family, take care of everyone. And so we don't have energy to give to anybody else. And so what happens is that this behavior also translates into our careers, whether we realize it or not. There's that connection. And if we don't see that, then we won't know that that's something to work on, right? It's like we'll sit there and be a workhorse, which I've been, you know, keeping it 1,000. I've been a workhorse because that's what I've learned. My family, I've always been hardworking people. And my mom is also a very hardworking woman. And so it's like one of those things that you have to be super aware of what's going on, because hardworking doesn't always reflect when you're trying to monetize. You know, we got to keep it real. People say it at the job and say, oh, you know, if you work hard, you're going to move up. But that's not always the case, because you can be working at someone, and let's be honest about this, we'll see someone at the workplace is not even doing a third of what you're doing, and they're probably making the same amount of money that you are or more, you know, and that can be very frustrating. So it's learning about knowing your value, selling that. You'll be your own advocate, and it's okay to ask for more money. There's nothing wrong with that. And I know the money can be a very uncomfortable conversation, but we need to work on that. That's another muscle, especially with trying to get paid. Listen, cost of living is expensive. I don't care where you live. And at the end of the day, we're not trying to just meet the minimum, right? I'm speaking for myself once again, but I'm just keeping it 1,000. And so I really learned to get into my power when it's coming to my career, to take it into my hands. I'm like, you know what? If there's some changes that I need to make, then me, Noemi, needs to step into her, you know your worth. I've done so much in my career, you know, and it's time. If I want to level up, I'm going to do that. I'm going to manifest it. I'm going to push no matter how many no's I get, which is another conversation, right? People get so uncomfortable with the no's because rejection doesn't feel good, right? Let's just be honest. But it's not the end all be all. If somebody says no, F it. Somebody's going to say yes. All you need is the right yes. That's all. That's the right yes. And there's going to be a lot of no's that are going to come along with it. But at the end of the day, it's the right yes that's going to change everything in your life. So I just wanted to share that little gem with you guys, because it was, you know, I want to get into more of when I learn something, I want to share that information as well. And just listen, knowledge is power. And the more we know, the better we do, and the more we feel empowered. So hasta la próxima, gente linda. Be good. This week's affirmation is, make sure you take some time to just breathe. Hey, gorgeous people, one last thing. You can find the podcast on the following platforms: Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Castbox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. You can listen to the podcast really on any platform that you prefer to listen to this episode or any of my episodes. And one last thing, leave us a review on iTunes. That's the way they can find us. The more the reviews are on there, the more the podcast gets to be seen. As always, I appreciate you guys. And until the next one, have a good one.